Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Winter for about 3 weeks into the official winter season, getting into the beginning of 2024, and this big storm is going across the country. Enjoy it. That's what, you know, a lot of kids love to go out and play in the snow, right? And you know, just don't want to drive too much. And I know a friend of mine, she told me she was going to go skiing this weekend, but there is a storm coming into New England that will be in the weekend, whether that keeps her from going or not. But people really do. There's a thing, people get addicted to skiing. I've never really understood that, but then, you know, people don't understand my need to be on the farm. So everybody's different. Some people, I've seen some, this is going to sound really sexist. So a warning for HR or whatever you want to put out there, Jay. I think the women who are good skiers have the most fabulous legs. It really is something, well, I mean, obviously the control that's necessary to be able to ski.
Well, the athleticism.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Right. So anyway, things to enjoy about wintertime. Here's a congratulatory note to two 16-year-old youngsters who this week participated in the World Dart Contest. Anybody even knew that there was a world.
I didn't know for sure there was one, but I'm also not surprised that there is one.
Right. So two youngsters, both named Luke and both from England, 16 years old. Luke Humphreys won over Luke Littler to win the 2024 World Dart Championship. Okay, so who plays darts? You play, you have a dartboard at your house?
Casually. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah,
do you? You ever think of somebody that you, when you throw the dart and it hits the board, you're hitting somebody that you want to hit with the dart.
I can't say I have. Okay. I'm typically going for that bullseye specifically.
All right. Okay. I have come across a list as we are talking about a lot of money issues at the beginning of the year, people doing their taxes, getting ready to pay, and this sort of thing. A lot of people who have small businesses like I do, and Jay's family does, we have deductions. We keep deductions, and sometimes the deductions work and sometimes they don't. But there are a lot of things that are just plain dumb, some of which you can use as deductions. For example, interest payments. I was looking at my credit card statements yesterday, paying some bills, and one credit card I'm trying to remember how much was on it, but it was a lot for the month, and I hadn't paid it. And so I looked at the interest that I paid, and I thought, good God, what a waste of money. So I paid the whole thing off, and that was the end of that. But everybody who pays makes payments toward your credit card every, you know, this is something that has become a national pastime. The average interest rate on credit cards in America is now 24.9%. And sometimes people, especially after they spend a lot at Christmas time, feel like it's impossible to pay the doggone thing down. But, you know, if you go online this time of year, and I think I had this on my mind because whenever you fly American, but all the airlines are the same, they offer their own premium credit card. And what turns out to be the case, whether you knew this or you didn't know this, the airlines that so promote mileage and, you know, you get to a status, that's how I get to where I am on American, because I get the status because of how much money I spend on my credit card. And so in this circumstance, the idea of having a credit card that is better, you can look online and find a lot of these credit cards that are great. the interest rates are not as high, but you got to look for them as much as anything else. So maybe you go online. The other thing that people are realizing is how much they overpay on Amazon. It used to be that you could buy things that were cheaper on Amazon, and now it looks like people are overpaying. There's an analysis of what was paid, or how much people paid on average for things. I don't know. This company did it. I don't know why. Somebody must have hired them to do it. But let's say you're shopping for a new smart vacuum, and you have gone to Amazon and you bought it there because you thought it was the best price. This vacuum is available elsewhere in stores, mostly the big box stores around the corner. They're like Costco or BJ's or, you know, those kind of, they're a lot less money.
Or sometimes if you get it directly from the manufacturer or like the brand itself, you go to the brand's website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you can get it directly there. I don't know. Just a couple of things I was thinking about. My opinion is that that you ought not to pay bank fees. You can find debit cards. You can find credit cards. You can find stuff. There are all kinds of, I mean, it's not forever, but there are a lot of credit cards out there that you can get that are interest free, and you can transfer debt from another credit card to this one. You don't have to pay for, I think the best one I saw was like 21 months. So anyway, and a lot of people are starting second jobs this time of year. They have them at Christmas. They like having the extra money. So we were talking to James, excuse me, about that in our studio in Dallas. This is something that a lot of people have said, oh, I got one job, that's enough. Well, it isn't. A lot of times, it is not enough. And there are a lot of second jobs around that may not pay you what you want, but at least it can help get you over the hump, much as anything else. Can you believe that there are already people talking about the best snacks to get for the big game? I'm not supposed to call it the Super Bowl. It's the big game. So when is that? What, about a month away? When's the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah, it's in February. What's the actual date?
The second week in February?
Sunday, February 11th.
The 11th. Okay, so the second, yeah. All right. So, James, you go to
58.
All right. The Super Bowl 58. James, do you have Super Bowl parties? Jay, do you have Super Bowl parties? Do you go to them? Do you care? Is anybody here interested in the fact that there are a bunch of snacks already online, suggestions to people all across America that have these big parties every day, party snacks? I don't do this, so I'm just seeing that there are a bunch of appetizers people are suggesting and dishes and snacks that people are already planning to do for the big game. I just find it kind of silly.
The only reason I go to these parties is for the appetizers, so makes sense.
There you go.
I just like watching it. I don't like going to the parties because people talk too much. So just watch the game. Watch the game, and then when the halftime show gets on, get up and dance. And
well, who's doing the talking?
But the food is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but who's doing the talking?
The other party goers.
Okay, but I mean, is it men or women?
Everybody. This cliche that women talk too much, men talk so much more than
women.
My goodness.
100%.
100%.
Especially during a football game. Like, come on.
Shut the hell up and watch the game, will you? Jeez. All right. Mr. Trump. This is like a letter to Santa, only this one is to Mr. Trump. Apparently, a lot of his backers are coming up with ideas for running mates and sending them along to Mr. Trump. So anyway, we have this fascination with Donald Trump. We have this fascination with the 2024 presidential election, who's going to be nominated. So is it going to be a rematch between Trump and Biden? Not for me. I'm not voting for either one of them. But maybe one of, you know, some of you are voting for one and the other, yada, yada. But is Trump going, what is he going to do? Because he can't have Pence, obviously. So it is an interest. Suffolk University has done
a
poll.
Want Pence?
No, they don't even like each other. But I don't know that they liked each other. I don't know if Trump likes anybody. Does he? I mean, who are his friends? Does he have any friends? Seriously. I don't know.
That's a really good question. Or does he have real friends? Like people who just like him for who he is? I'm sure he does. Everybody would. But at the same time, when you are of a stature of Donald Trump or have that much money or that much influence on things, how many people are just riding your coattails that you mistake for friends? And they're not actually friends with you. They are either friends with your money or they are friends with your power. Or we see this in business a lot where people think that they are friends with their coworkers, where really that person is just friends with that job title. Not, and as soon as you are out, whoever is next to that job title, they're now friends with that person.
This is not anything to do with Donald Trump. This is just people in the news media trying to come up with, because Trump's going to be tight-lipped about who he wants to have as his vice presidential candidate, should he be able to keep himself out of jail and run for the presidency. I'm not convinced that he will win. I don't. Maybe it's because I don't want him to win. I don't want either of them to win. But that's just me.
Right. Like, who are the other options? Bring on all the other options, please.
Kennedy and Manchin.
But what's fascinating is that this poll is also asking people, like, who would they like to see as Trump's running mate?
Yeah.
And
right.
A lot of them are saying Vivek or DeSantis.
Ugh. Yeah. He's not going to pick DeSantis because he's always making fun of him. De-sanctimonious and all that stuff.
I don't see him picking either.
No, I don't either. I see him. Larry Elder, we were talking about this when I was having dinner at this Palm Beach place on New Year's Eve. The folks are all Republicans down there, and they wanted to know, as a radio person, because they think that everybody on the radio just talks about politics all the time, and I said I don't, but I have strong opinions, and I think Larry Elder, because I know him as well as I do, he and I started on KBC the same day in 1993, and I've followed him and known him, and I don't do a lot of that stuff on the air. Jennifer has him on her program in Los Angeles every week. He used to work with her father on the network that they have there. And he would probably make an interesting choice, frankly. Some people are talking about Tucker Carlson. Huh? Yeah, right. All right. Anyway, some ideas to talk about and bang around with. It's 18 after. This is Good Day. Doug Stefanik with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. But there's also something. I was just in there, and I was thinking, when you go to a place, this time of year, everybody's online, right? They're all looking to buy things, and they have carts. You have that same cart approach, so the people can go in. Because there are other things that are in there, besides just Calitrin. Calitrin's number one, your signature product.
And you know, we even have Calitrin consultants who will put together custom packages for you, too. So, you know, a lot of the time if somebody calls in and we start talking about what your goals are and where you're carrying your weight, the Calitrin is overall rebuilding lean muscle, revving up your metabolism.
What's the special?
Well, right now we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Do you have have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And so it does. 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, sort of a talk radio genius, if you will, inspiring us to think more thoroughly about some of the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that folks are talking about. Number 7 on the story list this week is that focus on the Epstein list, if you will, and how this is a fabulous example of people misconstruing, contorting stuff of names on this list. They're just names. There's no context. There's no reason given for these people being on the list. This is the biggest disservice to a lot of people. It's pretty damned outrageous, actually, I think. Michael, have this. And I don't even know what's the point. Who wanted the list released in the first place?
I guess there's a hunger for gossip, scandal, and the opportunity to spin any shred of evidence against any individual for political or other reasons, and that's why these are dangerous times. There's a nastiness, a cruelty, if you will, behind these things. Would you agree?
I do agree. I think that this is a pretty damned outrageous, and that's why I asked. I didn't get in the context of anything that I found as to why it was released. The stuff's available. The judge said we want to release this stuff, but for what purpose? There are 2 or 3 different releases of hundreds of pages of information with thousands of names of people that may have come across in some way, shape, or form Epstein in his life. And Giselle Maxwell, and so what? At this point, yes, it's like really, yes, so we all know, probably to a fault, you know, like Prince Andrew, number one on the name on the list, because he's a lech. And so pretty much people knew that, and nobody was surprised. You know, people love to conjure up whether Donald Trump was fiddling around or Bill Clinton was fiddling around with underage girls. And, you know, but what the heck is Drew Barrymore's name on here for? And Cameron Diaz. There's no context to any of this stuff. And yet, once again, another example of social media being completely irresponsible and out of control, because the list just shows up and people are, oh, look at that. Drew Barrymore's on there. What's she on? You know, that's It's outrageous.
Yeah, and people love bad news about famous people. There's this underlying jealousy. We like to build them up and tear them down. What this ties into, Doug, is a larger problem, and I think it's one of the biggest problems we face going into this new epoch, if you will, that is even bigger than climate change, and that is the way this technology, coupled with the attitude of our society, takes any semblance of privacy out of the equation. If you think about how we have lost our privacy and are even losing it more so, where everybody is hooked into everybody, everybody is in everybody's face, everybody has their head up, you know what. Mm. This is extremely dangerous, not only to freedom, but to mental health. And it's rewiring our brains, and there's no way out, because you cannot participate in the wheels of society as they are set up today and maintain any kind of protective secrecy or privacy, which really is what freedom is built on. So this is a serious problem.
Yep, sure is. All right, we're about talk radio, and there are a lot of people who do talk radio programs. Some of them are musically based, but there still are a lot of breakfast, what they call breakfast shows in England, but morning programs like the Talk Radio Countdown show we do during the course of our Good Day program during the week, which is mostly a morning program. But I want to talk to you when we come back about endorsements and how a person who's doing a radio program called Charlemagne the God, how he views Joe Biden. It's just an interesting anecdotal way of kind of piecing together things that are going on in aspects of talk radio, which is what we're talking about here. It's 28 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Doug Stephan here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months, where you can get 2 free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News update. The sound of protesters in Israel, as it's been 3 months and people are questioning where are the hostages and what's being done to get them out. Israelis who are missing a loved one kidnapped by Hamas terrorists back on October 7th, protesting in Tel Aviv and setting up a long table with more than 100 empty white chairs with color pictures of those still being held. In other news, in light of the war in Ukraine and the war in the Middle East, it seems it would be a good idea to know where the U.S. U.S. Defense Secretary is, but we are learning more about his absence. Lloyd Austin, turns out, was in the hospital as the result of complications from a medical procedure, and he was even in ICU for a period. Problem is, he reportedly didn't inform the White House for a few days. He was hospitalized Monday, and reporters at the Pentagon first alerted to the situation on Friday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my Grams on Good Day.
Miles. This is Sparta!
I don't like those. There's so much violence associated. That was the movie. Wasn't Gerard Butler in that movie, The 300?
Yeah.
That's him.
Mm-hmm.
That is him, huh? I think he's actually a good actor. There's something about him. He's become like Liam Neeson, one of these guys associated with the action flicks, and doing a good job. Most every Gerard Butler movie. He's not, and I think he's, is he South African? Or is he Australian? He's got a really thick...
Gerard Butler?
Accent.
I believe he's Australian.
Yeah. Is he Australian? Yeah. Got a very... I was watching on the plane coming out here last night a show
Scottish. He's Scottish.
Scottish, is he? Okay, yeah. All right. So I was watching a show with Sarah Schnook. Do you remember her? She was in Succession. This was the story of Ty, the guy that did all of the this has been quite the sensation, I'm told, on streaming services. Let's see. Who else? Who's the woman who I really like? Banks. Elizabeth Banks was in this movie. Sarah Schnook was in it as Zach Gefilbungalungus, whatever his name is. He was Ty, and I forget who the other actress was, but it was a good movie about what happened to this guy who came up with the bag, the beanie bags, in the 19, they think they started in the 1970s and 80s and 90s. Apparently, this guy was a horrible creature, and that's the way he's painted in this. But I've been, again, these people, I look at these ladies that are on television and what they're all about. I think Sarah Snook is fabulous, whatever it is that brought her. She's an Australian, too. That's why I was thinking about her. These ladies and gentlemen who come from other English-speaking countries, but there's a different accent, like Australia, South Africa, England, and Scotland, and yet they can lose their accents. I mean, Gerard Butler sounds like an American when he talks. Sarah Snook sounds like an American when she talks. Right? There's a whole
group. But to them, we have accents, so they're just taking on the American accent.
Well, but doesn't it require, the point is it requires them concentrate. Remember Simon, what was his last name, who did The Mentalist? He was another Australian accent actor.
Baker. Simon Baker.
Baker. Yeah. Whatever happened to
him? That was a good show. That one was fun.
It was a great show. Yeah, very good show. Good news from General Motors. The sales have jumped 14% in the past year, reported their final numbers. That's what's happening this week. A lot of companies are going to report their final numbers from last year. You're going to see a lot of numbers coming from retail operations as to how they did over the Christmas. Now, that all comes out this week or next week or so. Very interesting that the number one seller in the General Motors stable is its Buick brand. 60% increase in the sales of Buick. And do you know, this is really something, what country in the world do you think has the most Buicks? The way I snickered, you probably can get what the irony is in this. Where is Buick the number one bestseller in terms of automobiles? What country do you think buys more Buicks, people buy more Buicks, drive more Buicks than any other country on the planet?
I want to say us, but I feel like that's...
Nope. No.
That's gonna,
no.
Is it somewhere in Europe?
Nope.
No. Where?
Nope. China. The number one status symbol in China for people who have moved up the ladder is driving a Buick. I find that fascinating. It just is. And so people making Buicks over here, put them on a boat. You know, we look at all of the Korean cars. No, China doesn't have a car like the Russians. They have a car, but nobody buys it. There's no car in China that really, and we wouldn't buy them anyway. But the Japanese have good brands now. Toyota certainly probably number one brand in the world. Maybe some people think Nick Miles, who is our auto expert, he thinks that the Toyota is the best made car, but the best deal for the money, and maybe it is. The stuff that comes out of Japan, very well built because they're very conscious of what people think of them these days and what they're building. I thought it was interesting in terms of what's going on in Japan. They have become or are about to become the fifth country to land on the moon. That's going to be later this month, landing on the surface of the moon. I wonder what we all are gaining by doing this. Why the United States, the European Space Agency, the Chinese, the Japanese, everybody wants to go to the moon. And I don't see the reason for us not to all get together and do it as one. So, you know, what Trump was all worked up about was that the moon was going to be used as some kind of a military base by the Chinese. And you know what? I wouldn't put it past them. India also is another country that... India is one of the poorest countries in the world. Why they spend money on stuff like this? What's the point? Right? I mean, think about it. What is the point? India needs to take care of. They have more people in India now than China does, and they can't feed a lot of them. People don't have jobs there. They don't have any place to live. And yet the government spends money to send a rocket ship to the moon. I don't get that at all. But anyway, let's watch the Japanese and see how they do pushing their moon launching. Speaking of Japan, you see this Japan Airlines plane that crashed the other day into the into the side of another plane that was landing. I think that was the story.
Yes, it was an earthquake relief plane that it crashed into.
Right. So there are 367 people on this plane, and somehow this is a tribute to the crew. There were 8 flight attendants, 2 pilots, and they got every single person in that plane to safety before the plane blew. I mean, look at the picture of the plane. It's incinerated. It's burnt to a crisp. And yet they got everybody out alive. Wow. What an accomplishment. Good for them. Think about it. You don't want to put yourself in that position. But, you know, I think about it every once in a while. I do think about, you know, I don't think about it a lot, but because I'm on a plane as much as I am. But, you know, there are things that happen and you can't do anything about it. You certainly can't do anything about it when you're at 35,000 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. State of Minnesota, Jay, has some new rules and regs, and they have a new state flag and a new state seal. So a lot of things going on in Minnesota. What do they say, love them or hate them? I don't like that word, but people either love Minnesota or they don't like it. My sister lives there. I've not spent much time. I went out to Minnesota earlier this past year and spent a couple of days there. You know, it's an okay place, not the kind of place I'd like to live. I like living where I live, thanks. So I'm not looking for any place. Yeah, that's what I hear. Same. I've not spent much time there. My sister says she lives in Belle Plaine, which is about 50 miles, I think, southwest of Minneapolis, St. Paul. She was a stewardess for Northwest Orient and then for Delta for a long time. And so that's a base for them. So it became, you know, it was an interesting and good place for her to live. They have a farm there, like it. But anyway, back to, she was telling me something about the new state flag. They apparently wanted to get away from what some people thought was a racist seal and flag. The new state seal features a loon, which is a duck, amid wild rice. It replaces the image of a Native American riding off into the sunset, whilst a white settler plows his field with a rifle at the ready. The seal was a key feature in the old flag as well, and so they got a lot of pressure to change both of them. So the legislative bodies there went through a lot of new emblems. They didn't seem to like any of them, but I guess the new one that they have settled on becomes official in May. And there are other people, other states that are trying to come up with new. I don't know. I think sometimes this stuff, I don't know what to think. Let me put it to you that way. I don't really give a damn about whether I'm politically correct or not. You know that. That's not my thing. I just know what I think, and I think that some of this stuff has gone too far. I've said that about Black Lives Matter, and I mean it here with this. But then, you know, you look at the images. I won't watch an old movie, you know, some of the old cowboy movies where the Indians are the bad guys and they shoot them all up. I don't ascribe to that at all. And I've learned, you know, you educate yourself as you grow up. I remember what we learned about it in school, and it really wasn't accurate. A lot of history stuff that you're taught in school just isn't right. And so I have strong feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is literally whitewashed. But, you know, the whole business about what we did to the natives here is something that is an atrocious memory that we all should be ashamed of. And so, you know, there's that. But then, you know, there's some of the other stuff that's just cooked up. Is this something that is appropriate? I'm looking at the old seal. I don't see anything offensive, except I guess that the assumption, Jay, is that because the farmer had a gun And there's an Indian in the picture. Maybe, you know, he's the idea is that we're...
They were chased off the land.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, and also, there, it's what do you think? A lot of states, too, are looking to change their flags because they just want to go for a more simplistic look. Like, if you look at Minnesota, the new flag, it is... there are three colors and three colors only. You look at the old flag, and it is very artistic. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah. Well, I said something to the mayor of my community yesterday when I was talking to him about a portrait that was done, a New Year's... sort of a New Year's flag, or not a flag, but something that was done as a painting that went out in city stuff for the end of the year and on the newsletter that we have in our community. And I think that I find that I'm objecting to the way the community is presented. Diversity is something I'm 100% behind. But you take it in waves, and you take it, you know, sort of under advisement, in a sense. And to have five different images on the newsletter that comes out from my community, with only one of them being white, and one of them is Hispanic, and one of them is black, and one of them is a gay couple, and there are all those people living in Framingham, but that's not the ratio in which they live. You know, we have in America... We have about 12, I think it's between 12 and 13% of the population is black. About 8% of the population is Hispanic. There are all kinds of other, you know, we have Asians and we are the melting pot for sure. And I think it adds to the health of our country to have so much input from various places as long as they're contributing something. We all know what we think about what's going on at the border. But the other side of it is some of it is overdone now. We're trying too hard to be politically correct. And I think we need to kind of, okay, slow down and let's get a grasp of what reality is. Maybe that's where I leave this discussion because it's now 48 after the hour.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Nobody's going to know what this is, so let's jump on it here. 53 after the hour. It's the Good Day program. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. Movie Moments are focused on what's going to be released this weekend that we can go see. Also, this is a musical tidbit from a movie called Falling Down that I remember starred Michael Douglas. It was fairly controversial, if I remember. This is like, what, 30 years ago? How old is this movie, Chucker?
1993 it came out, Doug.
Yeah, so I'm right, 30 years ago.
That was a Joel Schumacher film, which was actually a really good film. One of my, maybe my favorite film released that year. Starred Michael Douglas as a guy who sort of snaps on a very hot day in Los Angeles and gets himself in a ton of trouble. It co-starred Robert Duvall, who turns 93 years old today. What a great career. 146 acting credits. Robert Duvall, Tom Hagen, The Godfather 1 and 2, won an Oscar for Tender Mercies back in 1984. Did so many good...
you know what,
everything
break,
he appeared in, he elevated to a higher level.
Yeah. Do you know what his break was? And he's the first to tell you what his big break was, how he got started, how he really got attention. Remember?
Was it a John Wayne movie?
Yep, it was True Grit.
Yeah, and I'll tell you a story about that that I just read, that John Wayne did not like him because Robert Duvall was a method actor and had issues with the director, and I think there's a quote from somebody on set that said, John Wayne told Robert Duvall, if you yell at the director one more time, I'm gonna slap you.
Yeah, well,
but you know, one of the things people always look back in the history or the annals of Hollywood and sort of be disappointed that Robert Duvall never got to appear in Godfather 3. They didn't want to pay him. They didn't want to pay him, which I don't understand because. Really? His character was equally important as any character in those first two Godfather movies as a family lawyer.
It's like any business, a lot of people running businesses make bad decisions based just
on... Yeah, they made a bad one there.
Yeah, they sure did. All right, Glynis Johns, who was in the Mary Poppins movies, 100 years old, has passed away.
Passed away, right?
Yeah. And you look at her and you recognize her for sure. She was all kinds of movies. Mary Poppins maybe was the one she was best known for. She was Winifred Banks. But anyway, she had a good long life. She was very popular in Britain as well, British movies and TV shows. But, you know, when you look at some of the other things that she was in, she was perfect for that role. She looked the part. She sounded right. And, you know, she was just, that was her. So, anyway, lots of, you talk about acting.
Listen, you look at these people that we, you know, grew up with, Robert Duvall, you know, in terms of movies, you know, and celebrities. Or Clint Eastwood's 93 years old. There's so many, you know, we all grow older. And every year they do Ed Morium at the Oscars, and you see all these people who pass the year during the calendar year. And it's actually very reflective. I don't want to sound morbid or depressed, but it is somewhat reflective.
Yep, for sure. All right, when we come back on Monday to do box office totals, what will we be looking at? What's new this weekend that's going to
There's only one really movie going wide. It's a low-budget horror movie called Night Swim, which they've given a decent marketing campaign to. Will that become number one? Let's see. Wonka continues to do very well at the box office. It's over $250 million. Worldwide. Reviews are good. It's a good family film. So will that be number one or this new horror film?
I thought there was a new Jason Statham movie this weekend.
That's next week, I think.
That's next weekend. Okay.
Yeah, it's called The Beekeeper. It's actually directed by David Ayers, who did Suicide Squad and a movie called Fury. He's a good director. I'm actually interested in seeing that. I like Jason Statham, but the combination of that director and him. And listen, I'm a big fan of B revenge movies. I think there's a place for them.
It's kind of like John Wayne. Every movie was John Wayne playing John Wayne. And so Jason Statham is also, every movie is the same. He's playing the same guy. And
for the most part.
But it's not, it isn't entertaining, because if you like action flicks, you go see him. But there are guys that get into that. For example, Gerard, we were talking about Gerard Butler yesterday, I think, and he hasn't gotten into that. And Liam Neeson really hasn't gotten in, so that the roles they play, the characters they play are different, even though, you know, you expect the same sort of
thing. But I got to tell you about Gerard Butler. His career has really been interesting because he's done a lot of movies in the last decade that have been financed by foreign independent money, like a lot of these action movies. It's just, and I mean, obviously, he has a nice niche because he gets paid well, and he's good. But it's an interesting side niche that his career has developed over the last decade.
Yeah, I think it's some of it is Irish money, some of it's Chinese money. You know, who knows
German
where
money.
It's coming from? German money. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, Chuck, we'll talk to you on Monday, and we get a review of what's going on at the box office this weekend. Everyone enjoy, and yeah, go to the movies. 59 after the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.